From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Maddie Lawson. The centerpiece of the five-year project to transform the area around the Gateway Arch in St. Louis opened today with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The revitalized Gateway Arch National Park was funded by a $380 million public-private partnership. Missouri political leaders see this as a template for the future of national park systems. The five-year project was the first major renovation since the arch opened in 1965. About two-thirds of the funding came from private donations. St. Louis City and county voters approved a tax increase in 2013 that helped fund the project. State and federal grants paid the rest. An appeals court has ruled earlier today that the Ferguson-Florissant School District violated the Federal Voting Rights Act in its method of electing board members. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the district to adopt cumulative voting, which allows people to vote multiple times for a single candidate, depending on how many seats are up for election. The case stems from a lawsuit filed on behalf of the NAACP and several Black parents and residents who alleged racial bias in the district's current election process. An attorney for the district says the board will decide soon whether to appeal. The Columbia, Missourian reports road resurfacing for 54 Columbia streets is scheduled to begin Monday, July 9th. The Columbia Public Works Department says minor delays are likely. The first street the operations will start on is Telluride Lane, weather permitting. The surface sealer used for the project will be a fast-drying asphalt sealing solution for roadways and pavements designed for extended pavement life. The solution is a mixture of liquid asphalt, recycled products, and bonding agents. Work will continue during the summer until all the surface seal operations are completed. To see a complete list of the streets that will be scheduled for maintenance, visit the Columbia Public Works website. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and if you have plans to blow off fireworks, you might have to reconsider. The Columbia, Missourian has a rundown of firework regulations throughout mid-Missouri. In Ashland, setting off fireworks is illegal, but special fireworks displays are allowed within permit of the city. Fireworks are legal in Centralia from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., from Sunday through Wednesday. Discharging and or possessing fireworks within city limits is prohibited in Columbia. In Hallsville, fireworks are legal between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. I'm Maddie Lawson, KBIA News.